Hey, it's me, Kennedy, and you're listening to another episode of Completely Kin. Yes, this is episode 3, and I'm so excited to keep doing this. And I want to say, I know that Thanksgiving passed last week, and I just want to say that I'm thankful for everybody who listens to my podcast. Thank you so much for supporting me, and everybody who supports me in anything that I do. I'm very thankful for you guys, and I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving, however you chose to celebrate it. And yes, so thank you so much. And this week's episode, one of the many random topics that we talk about, today's topic is movies and TV shows. So if you're not much of a movie or TV show watcher, and you're wondering what you want to watch, then you should definitely take some recommendations from me, because, I mean, I watch pretty good TV shows, I believe. I feel like. I get into them. I binge watch them. Sometimes I watch them in all in one day. But I'm going to be talking about that today, and I just want to say I hope you guys are having a good day, morning, night, whatever time of day you're listening to this. And, yeah. So I guess I should start with some of my favorite streaming services, which is almost all of them. So I really like to, my main one, of course, I think everybody uses this. The main one that they go to is Netflix. Yes, and, Netflix, so great. It's been around forever. I think my family has had Netflix since, like, the beginning of Netflix, when they used to rent out DVDs where you could, like, order it on the Netflix app, and then it would ship it to your house so you could watch it as a DVD, which was interesting because they didn't offer it like on the Netflix app at first. But we never really did that. We just used the ones because I think you had to pay extra to get the DVD one. So, and then eventually they just moved off of that. I don't even know when they stopped doing that. It was a long time ago. But I remember seeing that. And they used to have some really great TV shows, but, like, older ones. So they weren't relevant. Because when I was really younger, like, in elementary school and stuff, not until a while that I actually had, like, cable. So I used to, because Netflix at that time didn't have, like, the Netflix originals. So we would just watch, like, other stuff. And then one time when I was younger, they got The Office on there. And then that is when my whole family fell in love with The Office. Well, mostly me and my mom. We watched it all the time. I think I watched the whole series, The Office, like, 3 times, like, straight through. And then now I just, like, watch some episodes here and there. And, oh my gosh, I love it. Some of my favorite lines that Michael Scott says, of course, the iconic, that's what she said. And then they have the, I'm Beyonce always, because of course Michael Scott is always Beyonce. And then, oh my gosh, he says so many things. Or he wrote the episode where he tried to do that what's up dog, joke where, and he messed it up. Oh my gosh, that's because I'm thinking about so much of it now, because I recently saw somewhere on social media that they're taking The Office off of Netflix, and I was like, why would you do that? Like, everybody loves The Office. Everybody loves watching The Office on Netflix, and I know that they have it on some other apps, like, at probably NBC, and then I know they show it sometimes on, like, Comedy Central, but the thing is, everybody just wants easy access to it with no ads, and other apps just give you ads besides, like, Disney Plus. Honestly, I love Disney Plus, but sometimes it was only Disney movies, and I love Disney movies, don't get me wrong, but I like to have a variety of, like, teenage movies and teenage shows, because I'm really into those movies where it's just a lot about teenage life and about just the different lives that teenagers go through. So some people may have, like, a good teenage years where they're all popular, or even just an okay one where they just have friends and they're just living their life. And then I know, like, and they have regular problems. Sometimes I like the ones where they have dramatic problems. Like, I love 80s and 90s high school movies, like She's All That, what's the other one, Pretty in Pink, another what's that one, Breakfast Club. I love John Hughes movies. And then Can't Buy Me Love. I'm a big fan of romance movies, and then like a huge fan of romance movies. I love them. I mean, I don't know if I guess I might be romantic. I don't really know, but I really just like watching romance movies. They make me happy. But I like the ones that don't, but not, I know that not all romance ends like in a happy way. So sometimes I like to watch movies that sort of mimic like a real relationship, that sometimes it doesn't end how like some people marrying them, because not all of that, that's just not how life is. And I like, I've sort of drifted away from rom-coms because they're so not even, I've started to like movies that, imitate life, a little bit more rather than create a fantasy. But I like rom-coms, don't get me wrong, but probably want more of the older ones, because the newer ones are not that good to me. But some of the rom-coms I really like, I like that, the one Knocked Up, that was pretty fun, hilarious, with Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl. Those are amazing. And then I think I'm mostly talking about movies. I've talked about The Office, but some movies that I just love, I don't know, all movies. I could talk about, so my favorite movie for a while, the romantic one, was of course the classic Pretty Woman. I would watch that every single day for like a while. I don't know, something about it, I was just like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. And then she was like, you work on commission, right? Mistake. Big mistake. And then, oh, that's a very great, what's the word I'm looking for? But it's just like a memorable line that everybody gets, because they mentioned it on The Office too, when Dwight was rejected because he had beet juice and overalls all over him, but people thought it was blood, and they were all like, they wouldn't, it was, oh my gosh, that was one of my favorite episodes of The Office. There's so many good episodes of The Office, you can't really just like say this one is definitely your favorite. One of them that my mom always gets over is the Scott's Tots one. If you watch The Office, then you know, like, it's a little heartbreaking, but it's hilarious at the same time, because I'm not gonna spoil it in case you guys want to go watch it really quickly before it gets off Netflix. But if I find wherever they're going to be streaming it, if they do take it off Netflix, mind you, I got this off of social media, and it's not always reliable, but I didn't want to look it up in case it is really true, because that'll break my heart. But I guess I should, just to brace myself so I can figure out where to watch The Office again. But I like a lot of the older movies. I got really recently into older high school movies, and my mom is all like, you live life like you're in a teen movie, and I'm like, what? I don't see it. Like, sometimes I see it, but sometimes I don't. She's all like, when we went to the beach, she was all like, yeah, you just bring your little book and stuff, and you just want to sort of have that sort of teen movie life, and I'm just all like, I guess sometimes, because I just get so, I feel like when I watch movies and TV shows, it either inspires me to be like the best part of that main character, the best part of a character that I really like. So rather than, you know, their flaws or their controversial side, I try and be like, oh yeah, I want to be the person that reads books. I want to be the person that's really good at, like, you know, like actually actively studies in school, because I hate studying. I don't really study, but, you know, when you see those people who are like, oh yeah, I do this, I'm in this class, and I do this stuff, you're just like, oh yeah, they make it look so easy on television, but I'm pretty sure the person who's the actor doesn't even do all that stuff. They're just like us, and you always see some people that are just like, especially in the teen movies, that are like overachieving, and you're like, oh yeah, that inspires me to be this. I get so much inspiration from movies, it's not even funny. So one time I watched this movie, Burnt, and I forgot who directed it, but the main character was Bradley Cooper. And it was basically just about how he had like his first Michelin star as a chef, and he wanted to, like, he had two, and I think he was going after his third Michelin star. after he came back from, I don't know, hiding. And it was in England, I think, because before that he lived in France. So the thing was, his story about how he got there inspired me so much that I didn't even want to go to culinary school. I just wanted to go out into the industry, because he said that he bought a one-way ticket to France and then never went back. Mind you, this is a nonfiction, or is it fiction? I think it's nonfiction. Movie. Or is it fictional? I think it's fiction. I don't know. But it's a movie that's not real. And, not based off a true story. Or maybe it was. I don't know. I have to do more research. But it didn't seem like it was based off a true story. It was just, I just got this from a movie, first of all. And I had the motivation to literally, after I graduated high school, be like, oh yeah, I just want to go to LA. Because my friend, who is also in culinary, really invested in culinary, he sent me this movie, and I was just all like, oh my gosh, this is such a good movie, I want to go to Paris now. I was telling my mom, I was like, I don't really have to go to culinary school, you know what, I could just go somewhere and learn from them, I can learn in the industry, what is culinary school really? And my mom was explaining to me why I sort of needed to go. And it made more sense, because for me personally, I know that some other people can do that, but for me personally, I feel like I'll more benefit from actually going to a culinary school, and I want that college experience as well, so it's just all like, I'd be missing out on that. But my friend and I were playing around with the idea, you're like, you know what, we even looked up prices to for a one-way ticket to Paris, and it was funny, we were like, yeah, we're going, but obviously, I'm not doing that. I don't think he is either. But it was pretty funny to think about. And then, I don't know. I just get so motivated by movies. Especially, singing TV shows or movies. You think, oh my gosh, I could totally sing. So you try and get the motivate. You're like, okay, let me just look up some warm-up stuff, because I've done that before, too. And I'm like, okay, I can totally dance. I watch a ton of dance movies as well. Whether I do ballet, I love all the Step Up movies, watched them all one night. When I say I binge watch TV shows, I will stay up all night till 7 o'clock in the morning and watch the crap out of a TV show. And I watched all the Step Up movies, and then I watched, what are some other TV shows? I watched The Queen's Gambit. I definitely recommend people watch that. That is such a good TV show. It's like TVMA, so if your parents are not okay with that, or you're just not one of those types of people, then don't watch it. It's not all gory, inappropriate stuff. It's just they do stuff drugs and smoking and stuff, because it's set the 1960s. But I don't want to tell you a lot about it, but it's about this really great female chess player, and I'll leave it at that. Doesn't sound intriguing, but you should check it out, because chess is mostly a dude's game. It used to be, I guess, especially in the 1960s, I think. So it's really good, and I really recommend that you guys watch it. It'll just blow your mind. It's so good. But it's only a limited series, which is I hate when Netflix comes out with one season of a really good show. And the fact is, they only have 10 episodes, or max 13. So it's just all I want to watch more, but they cut it off. Oh my gosh, that's so frustrating. And then they make you want to keep watching it because of that little next episode thing where it just counts down 5 seconds. So even if you're trying to find the remote, you're like, you know what, let me just be productive and turn it off. But then they automatically turn to the next episode. You're just like, well, I gotta watch it now. I can't stop now. I gotta keep going. And it's they always have you on the edge of your seat. I feel like Netflix makes some of the best TV shows. But then I didn't talk about the other streaming service, Hulu. They make really great movies and TV shows too. My mom and I love this TV show, Little Fires Everywhere. And if you guys know what I'm talking about, where it's Reese Witherspoon and, oh my gosh, I don't want to say the wrong name. so I'm not going to say her name, but she's you know who she is. Like, she's very, like, a really well, really great actress. She won a lot of awards, and it's only a limited series. Like I said, frustrating, and we were on the edge of our seats the whole time, because at this time, I think I was doing her hair one time, and I was just a little like, this TV show is so good, because she found out about it on Twitter, and that's part of the reason why I love social media. You find out new things about everything, like, immediately because of Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, something. You learn something new because of social media, because people these days don't go on to news sites, and we don't really, Gen Z's don't do that a lot, and because, I don't know, we want our attention elsewhere. But back to what I was saying about just TV shows, I really like Hulu, because they also have some like old TV shows from like cartoon shows that I'm a kid at heart too, so like a little kid at heart. So I also love watching like old TV shows like Danny Phantom and like something Chowder. Like, if you used to watch like Cartoon Network, like the good time when Cartoon Network made like good TV shows, then you know what I'm talking about. Like, I watched Johnny Test. I watched Avatar The Last Airbender. It has such an intricate like plot and storyline that it's just like they really thought of everything, and it's amazing. And it's not as good as the live action. I mean, it is. It's better than the live action Avatar, even though I really liked it, but I was little when I watched it, so I don't want to ruin it. But then I also love that the blue movie, the one with the blue people, Avatar, so good as well. And the thing is, they're coming out with like more, they're supposed to come out with like 4 more movies for the Avatar movie with the blue people. But the thing is, they're taking so long in like production and everything, that is not going to come out for a while. That's what my brother was saying, because he's an actor, first of all. But he loves to study, like, movies, actors, actresses, all these people. And I'm just all like, so when I like to watch terrible movies with bad acting or terrible TV shows with bad acting, just for guilty pleasure, he's all like, you could really watch that? Yes, I can watch it, because I want to watch it. Like, I don't know what else to say. But I love, as you can tell, I could watch movies and TV shows for hours. Like, I love the cheesy romance, rom-com, Christmas movies. So, like, regular rom-coms I don't really like. But around Christmas time, I will binge watch the crap out of those. And especially because Netflix is, like, the top people to make like terrible like, I don't want to say terrible, but they sort of are, Christmas movies. I watch them all the time, and I've been getting into the Christmas spirit by watching those movies, and it also gets me excited. It's pretty like basically the same thing. It's like they have like one, was it like a model, and then they just sort of do that, but everybody comes from like a different place or something like that. But it's basically just the same story, the same plot. And it seems boring, but it's pretty interesting, because it's Christmas. You get cozy with everything, and then you just watch it with hot cocoa. But then one of the best movies to watch is The Nightmare Before Christmas, because you can watch it during Halloween. You can watch it during Christmas. It's not like a strict sort of Christmas movie or a strict Halloween movie, but you know what's an also, I'm giving you like a lot of movies to watch, because if you haven't watched them, or if you haven't watched them in a while, go back and watch them, because they are amazing. You should also watch the The Polar Express, classic Christmas movie with the hot chocolate scene. You gotta have your hot cocoa or something hot in your hands so that you can immerse yourself in the experience, because oh my gosh, how could you not? That's like a classic movie. And then it's weird how they're now turning movies into books. Like, you know how they sometimes turn books into movies, but now they're doing it the other way around. I find that a little weird, but that's another thing. But that's just, those are the movies that I really love. TV shows that I really love. I only mentioned like two. I think it was The Office, The Queen's Gambit, Oh, you should also watch Selena on Netflix. It's TVPG, so good. I love watching things like that. Like, my brother on Netflix, he was obsessed with Look, Mom, I Can Fly, Travis Scott's documentary. He said he watched it every single day. Because my brothers are diehard Travis Scott fans. So it's pretty, I was like, that's a little too much. So he, like, knows every single word of the documentary. Which I'm not really into a lot. I don't watch a lot of documentaries or, like, crime documentaries or anything like that. Because certain things are just too sad. And when you know they're, like, real, it makes you even more sad. But sometimes it's just, some documentaries are a little boring to me. Or some of them get me really emotional. So I just tend to stay away from those. But I will watch any other movie. Ooh, another movie. Okay, this is the last movie I'm going to mention. P.S. I Love You. Such a great movie. I watched it at 6 o'clock in the morning because I just happened to wake up at that time, and then I couldn't go back to sleep. So then I turned on that movie and I was bawling my eyes out. Like, if you want to watch a movie that'll make you cry, or it's just like a romantic movie that you're just like, oh my gosh, it's a little unrealistic, but it's just so beautiful the way they wrote it and the way everything went down. I was just crying and I was just all like, oh my gosh, if this ever happened to me, I would be a wreck. And I just recommend that you watch it. It's so good. Yeah, I think that's it. There was a lot of movies that I'm trying to think of, but my mind's going blank. You know how you're just always like, oh yeah, trying to think of something, but at the time you really need it, it just leaves your brain. That's what's happening now. But I hope that you guys got some good movie and TV show suggestions, and that obviously you can tell I love watching movies and TV shows. It's a lot because I'm always so busy, so like when I do get to do it, which is actually pretty often now, around the holiday time, I really do it a lot because that's when I have more free time. But when you do it, it's just so much, it's so awesome, especially if you start a TV show or a movie with your friend. Oh, I love it because even though like, during this time, you can't be with other people. My friend and I, my best friend and I, we've done, like, FaceTime movie nights where we FaceTime each other. And we pick a movie to watch on Netflix. And then we start it at the same time on different on her device that she's watching it on. And on the device that I'm watching it on. And we were able to just spend time with each other. Even if it's, like, not side by side. But we get our genuine reaction from stuff. And we just joke around. Sometimes during the movie, if it's a funny movie or if it's a whatever movie, I recommend that with your friend if you can't see them because of any reason, especially during this time, it might be a little bit more not safe to see them, but you should definitely do that. I really, obviously, as you can tell, since I love movies, then my favorite thing to do was to go to, besides, like, baking and stuff, was to go to the movies, and now that that's taken away from me, like, I've seen people able to rent out, like, a whole AMC thing, and I want to do that, but I don't know if my parents want to do that, so it's just all like, no, that's a little too much when I could just watch a really nice movie at home, especially because we have all these streaming services, so a huge variety is open up to me. So yes, I guess it's time for the best segment on this podcast, which is Podcast Puns with Kennedy. Okay, so I promise you that this pun is funny, not because it's a pun, but just because of whatever takes place. I promise I won't let you down. Okay. Here's the pun. I'm starting the pun now, okay. I lost my job at the bank on my very first day. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over. I'm just imagining that in my head. Like, imagine if you were like, hey, can I have the balance? You're asking a bank teller, can I do the balance? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they just, like, what is this? Oh my gosh, I'd be so mad. But it'd be pretty funny just to watch as a bystander. Because, you know, everything's always funny or interesting to watch as a bystander. But if you're actually in that moment, oh my gosh, you're so mad. But I think that is it for my podcast. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And I hope that you find the positive in everything that every day, every situation. And I want to say that please try and watch these TV shows and movies that I recommended, because honestly they are awesome, especially the classics. So even if you have seen them but you haven't seen them in a while, definitely recommend. It'll make you very reminiscent on whatever time, especially like older movies from your childhood. It is great. It is fun. And then grab your friend or grab your family and just watch it with them, because that's another fun way to spend time with the people you love. Okay. Peace. Bye. So I'm listening to this back and I realized that I said bystander. I meant to say bystander. Okay, bye.